Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome in to the fastest growing Blog Talk Radio show around, Granting Favor Talk Radio, with your host, Shannon Bowen.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning in to this segment of Granting Favor Talk Radio, where we have our finger on the pulse of the business community. I'm your host, Shannon Barnes. And today we have as our very special guest, Teresa Howard. Teresa is a domestic violence survivor. She's an empowerment coach, speaker, author, radio host, and CASA volunteer. She's an empowerment coach at WOM Coaching, co-founder of Tribute Magazine, spotlighting women in East Texas, founder and president of Take Action with Teresa, which is a nonprofit helping domestic violence survivors. She's also the founder of Women on a Mission, inspiring and uplifting women to live the life they desire. She's also authored several books, Speaking God's Word into Your Life, Change Your Mindset, Change Your Life, and two books coming this June, Breaking the Code of Silence, One Woman's Story of Survival, and Women on a Mission, Trials, Tribulations, and Triumphs. Her mission in life is to help other women discover the passion and purpose of their lives. She says that she wants to help other women walk through their pain and limitations and to not have so much doubt and to live the life that they truly desire. And now we're going to discuss with Teresa how to become a triumphant survivor. Teresa, thank you so much. You have lots going on. And we are truly appreciative that you've taken some time out of your busy schedule just to be with us for a little bit this afternoon. How are things with you today?
They are great. The weather is calm down here in Texas, so everything is good today. We're in between thunderstorms, so we've had a little bit of rocky weather, so it's nice today.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about Take Action with Teresa.
We help to empower women. We help with the shelters. When a woman leaves her domestic violence situation, if she goes into the shelter, you know, there comes a time when she has to transition back into life. She needs education. She needs opportunities. She needs support. She needs someone pouring into her, telling her that she can do it. Because when we leave domestic violence, we are so shell-shocked. We are so, you know, we're believing all the things that our abusers have told us about ourselves. And so we have to find out who we are all over again. And what my foundation does is we help with the educational programs, with empowerment, with coaching programs, with helping them with their resumes, helping them when they come. One of our projects that we did bags for them, which have toiletry items, the things that you and I take for granted that when you walk out of an abusive situation, you don't have. You don't have your own toothbrush sometimes. You don't have your own hairbrush. You don't have your own makeup set. You know, things that we think that would be easily accessible, sometimes you don't have those when you leave. Sometimes you leave in the middle of the night with just the clothes on your back and your children in tow. And so our foundation helps to support the shelters in what they do. It helps to raise money for programming like education, financial education, help with GEDs, help with filling out their forms for college, help with finding a job, housing, all those kinds of things.
That is absolutely wonderful, Teresa. The nonprofit Take Action with Teresa is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Let our listeners know exactly what that means for them.
That means if you donate to us, you can take it off your taxes. It is tax-deductible donation.
Perfect. And for those in our listening audience who may either be in some sort of abusive relationship, or if they know someone who may be going through this struggle, what are some of the signs and red flags that they should look for as far as showing abusive behavior?
If you're in the situation, your spouse or a significant other, because now it could be a boyfriend, you know, it's not always a husband-wife situation. Sometimes our young girls are in this situation. If they need to know where you are all the time, if they are constantly checking your phone, your social media app, they want to know who you're talking to, they don't want you to be around your friends and family, they only want you to be around them, they seem to kind of isolate you. This is very, you know, a loving behavior. Oh, he only wants me to spend time with him. He only wants me to be with him. He must really love me. When actually it's a controlling behavior. If they have to be in control of the money and you're not allowed to spend any of the money, even though you make part of the money, or even if you stay home as a mother and y'all have a family together, those, and you're not in control of any of your finances, you can't decide where any of the money goes. He makes all the decisions. He holds all the cards. That is all signs of abuse. And if you have a friend that you think may be abused, you may look for bruises that they can't explain. Because I know I had bruises and I tried to say, oh, I ran into this, I ran into that. Sometimes you need to do a little, as a friend, you need to do a little more digging and then not just write it off that your friend is clumsy.
Yeah. For anyone that's been in an abusive relationship, how is it that they can actually rebuild their lives after having gone through such turmoil?
It's a hard process, and it's different for every woman. I know my hardest thing was forgiving myself for staying so long and for not taking my children out sooner, but we have to start with today. We can't keep looking back to what we wish we could have done or what we should have done or what we would have done. Those things do not help move us forward. We have to put a period at the end of the sentence when we leave our abusers, and we have to say, I'm going to make a better life from today. I can't change the past. I can't change what happened then, but I can make it better from today. And I think the biggest thing that women need to do, we have to forgive ourselves for allowing that to happen, for being the victim, and we have to take our power back and become the survivor. Because as long as we give him power, we're still the victim. We can be the victim 10 years from now if we're still not living our life the way we should be, if we're still not being our best to us, if we're still not reaching out, and we allow that to define who we are, we continue to be his victim. So the best thing you can do is take your life back over after you leave, and to build your life that you'll love, to learn who you are all over again. And you have to learn to love yourself and forgive yourself, because there's no moving on if you don't. You can't get in another relationship. You won't, you know, if you don't love yourself, you will not be any good in the next relationship. You're likely to repeat that cycle because you think it's what you deserve. So you need to reach out to the shelters. You need to get counseling. You need to get help to rebuild your life, because it's not as simple as moving your location out of his house. You have to learn to rebuild who you were and to take back your life in all aspects, because there's some emotional healing as well as sometimes physical healing that needs to happen.
Yes, yes, yes. What sort of resources do you have in place that can aid those who have been victimized?
We have a list of counselors. We have a list of where you can go to. If you don't know how to get out, you can reach out to us. We can point you in the direction in your area. Every area has different resources. They have different go-to people. And so if you reach out to us, we will find someone in your area to help you, no matter where you are in the United States.
Now, let's talk a little bit about your Pink Doodle series of books. Tell us a little bit about that.
It's a children's series. It's an uplifting series. It will launch actually in July. The first one is The Adventure of the Pink Doodle. It has three stories in it. It touches on bullying. It touches on love yourself for who you are. And it touches on manners. And so it's just it's an empowerment book for young children, probably from 3 to 4th grade. And it just uplifts them. Pink Doodle was the imaginary play friend of my granddaughter, Skyly, who actually lived in my home during some of the abuse with her grandfather, was my abuser. And so Pink Doodle was her imaginary friend. She would tell me stories about how Pink Doodle was this great person who was going to save the world. And so I took Pink Doodle and turned it into a book for her. And I would tell her stories when she was little. I would make them up about her friend, you know, who did great things, who always did the right thing, who didn't let other people be pushed around or bullied. And so we turned it into a book series just to kind of uplift and our young children, because, you know, children grow up in abuse and they see it. We think they don't see it, but we're not hiding anything from our kids. And so it just kind of tells the story of a little girl who stands up for her friends and, you know, who does the right thing. And so it just uplifts and empowers a safe book for children to read that'll just give them a good feeling and some good guidelines to live their lives by.
Teresa, I think that is just so wonderful that you have something in place for the family, not necessarily just for that adult that's going through it, but also for the children. I think that that is very commendable.
And they need encouragement, too, because even though their mother or even sometimes their father might be the victim of abuse, and that, too, we concentrate on when they come into the shelters or when they come into counseling, but those children are affected, too. Not only are they affected while they're in the abuse, but they're affected by the outcome when you leave your abuser, because normally that person is gone from their life or has supervised visitation. And those children, they can have anger and misplaced emotions that they don't know how to deal with. So we need to make sure that we're giving something back to them to help them work through those emotions so that they don't grow up and get themselves either in that same situation or become abusers themselves.
Do you personally offer counseling?
I have coaching programs for women, but I don't counsel. I have several programs that I refer them to. I find that one-on-one counseling is very hard for me to live back through the emotions. So I coach women in their business and taking their lives to the next level as far as taking their power back to the domestic violence counseling.
Okay. And just from listening to you and hearing the passion that you have for helping women in these sorts of situations, there's so much that you can give, so much that you can teach, so much that through your experience that you can provide, you know, to other women. So I'm sure that you have something going on and always out, you know, speaking to groups. So are you available for speaking engagements? And if so, how would someone in our listening audience be able to contact you should they want you to come and speak at their next event?
You can reach me by email at Teresa@takeactionwithteresa.com. And, yes, I am available. I try to speak at most of the women's events when they ask me to, because I know that if they're asking, there's probably a reason I need to be there. And so I try to accommodate and as much as my schedule will allow to speak at most events, because I know that there are women out there who need to hear our stories and need to hear what we've overcome so that they can start on their journey.
What are some of your social media platforms, just so that our listening audience can know how to either follow you and, you know, just to keep up with what's going on with your companies and your brand?
Okay. I'm on Twitter at Take Action with T. And then you can follow me on Facebook at Teresa Hawley Howard. It's TeresaHawleyHoward. You can look me up on Facebook. You can check out my website. I have the TakeActionWithTeresa.com, and then I have my personal website, TeresaHollyHoward.com, and both of them have ways for you to connect with me. I'd love for y'all to follow me, reach out to me. I'm on Facebook pretty regularly. I have a lot of inspiration and empowerment things on there, so I'd love for y'all to reach out and follow me or send me a friend request.
Teresa, before we sign off this afternoon, is there anything else that you would like to leave our listening audience? Maybe just another little nugget that they can, you know, incorporate within their daily living.
I'll give you the advice that a lady gave me when I walked out. If you want to know who can change your life, look in the mirror, because only you can make that decision. And only you can follow through with it. And I think that was the best advice I was ever given in any of the counseling that I took, in any of the overcoming workshops that I took. I think that was my best advice, was that only you can change your life.
Teresa, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. I've had a few people to tell me that they were actually waiting and wanting to hear this interview, and I know that you've imparted some great nuggets to those who are listening. So thank you again. We are truly appreciative, Teresa.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you to our listening audience for tuning in to another segment of Granting Favor Talk Radio. Remember, we have our finger on the pulse of the business community. Thank you for joining us this afternoon, and have a blessed rest of your day.